It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Dr. Alvin Hilaire is a great believer in self-education. He is the governor of the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago, which hosted a forum on cryptocurrencies on Tuesday, September 5th. According to Dr. Hilaire, self-education and public education ought to be priorities. The topic of the panel discussion, consideration in crypto asset regulation, raised the usual issues, the need to protect the consumer, and the myths and notions about anonymity, volatility, and risks associated with investing in cryptocurrencies. The governor of the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago called for more public forums on education, and he spoke about the need for financial literacy. Mark Pereira spoke about the opportunity to attract inward investment and the value of decentralization. Governor Hilaire suggested there were three global considerations: ban cryptocurrencies, contain cryptocurrencies, and regulate cryptocurrencies. All three of these options, banning, containing, and regulation, have been proven to either not work or to be difficult to implement. The more informed approach, which is being adopted in Bermuda, the Bahamas, the British Virgin Islands, and Antigua and Barbuda, is for friendly regulation, not regulation by prohibition or by seeking to enforce rules that are neither practical nor friendly. So this brings us back to the central bank governor's call for education. Education is a quick-to-use word by persons unfamiliar with its contextual meaning. Do you mean educate my six-year-old friend Haley how to trade and invest in cryptocurrencies? Are we speaking about how to set up an investment fund that is far more attractive in terms of future returns than mutual funds, insurance, or keeping your money on a bank with negative interest rates? Education means different things to different people. At a recent summer camp, the blockchain business team attended at Harrison College, the 5 to 15-year-old students were quick to understand several elements about successful investing in cryptocurrencies. One is that you buy low and sell high, and that investing is for the medium to long term. And they learned that one of the critical elements left out in any discussion on cryptocurrencies and investment is the rising cost of living. You see, if you cannot beat the rising cost of living, you are defeating the whole purpose of investing. Inflation in Barbados last year was 12%, much more than the 40-year high in the United States in March of last year of 9.1%. Traditional investment options are just not making the cut these days due to the rising cost of living. Perhaps this explains why there is a silent minority in Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados who are not waiting around for education and regulation. This younger generation has been educating themselves and investing in cryptocurrencies for several years now. We hope you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative. If you did, you know what to do. Tune in to the Voice of Barbados every Monday and Friday morning at 7:10 a.m. when we bring you global and local news from the world of finance, technology, and money.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.